We weren't quite sure at first why you wanted to hear this one again, but then we remembered Adam Felber's uncanny impersonation of a drunk Russian airline pilot. Here he is with Kiri O'Connor and Charlie Pierce in February of 2009.
Adam.
Yes.
Adam, passengers in an Aeroflot flight this week from Moscow to New York were a little worried when their pilot seemed obviously drunk. Mm. Strangely, they were not comforted when a representative of the airline told them what?
Not to worry, because the plane is mostly automated now.
That's what he said.
Yes.
He said, it's no big deal. Passengers began to worry when the pilot got on the loudspeaker before the flight to make announcements, and he was slurring his words. One passenger said of his pre-flight announcements, quote, it took him 3 attempts to say the words duration of flight, unquote. So the passengers started complaining. They said, this guy is drunk. You know, we can't have this guy fly. And airline officials came on board and said, yes, they did. They said, quote, it's no big deal. This airplane practically flies itself. Finally, the pilot, his eyes bloodshot, came out of the cabin. And he told everybody, and I swear this is true. He said, quote, look, I'll sit here quietly in a corner. We have 3 more pilots. I won't even touch the controls. I promise.
I sit here in corner. You won't even notice me.
He's sort of the anti-Sully.
It was great. It was great.
Igor there. Over there, he's the designated driver. There's one on every Aeroflot flight.
I won't interfere. Fly plane. Ignore me doing this. Someone bring me bucket and we take off. I will not.
So the airline did provide a new crew, which flew them to New York, but they deny that it happened. They say the whole incident was caused by, quote, mass psychosis on the part of the passenger.
They all imagined a drunk pilot.
They all imagined a drunk pilot.
Was all dream. You did not see me.
Please return your pilot to his original upright position for landing.